This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Former President Trump is calling it election interference. The judge in his January 6 case releasing portions of special counsel Jack Smith's filing that details evidence that Smith asserts is not covered by the Supreme Court ruling that presidents have immunity for official acts. Smith arguing in the filing that or presenting evidence, he says, that Trump was acting as a private citizen and not the president of the United States. The death toll from Hurricane Helene rises again up to 189 now, with power outages in excess of 1 million homes and businesses. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey is moving quickly to immediately implement a sweeping new gun law that, among other things, cracks down on ghost guns, moving to implement this before pro-gun rights activists sue. One of two physicians charged in the ketamine overdose death of actor Matthew Perry pleaded guilty to supplying the drugs.
In front of a federal judge, Dr. Mark Chavez admitted he wrote fraudulent prescriptions to get ketamine for Matthew Perry. Federal prosecutors say Chavez and Dr. Salvador Plasencia were getting vials of the anesthesia drug for $12 a vial, but were selling it to Perry for $2,000 a vial. Plasencia even texted Chavez he wondered how much this moron will pay. Chavez admitted in court to conspiracy to distribute ketamine. He could get 10 years in federal prison when he's sentenced next April. Alex Stone, ABC News at federal court in downtown L.A.
Seems Magazine Dreams, the Jonathan Majors bodybuilder drama, will get a theatrical release after all. Briarcliff Entertainment says it'll release the film early next year. The original distributor bowed out after Majors was convicted of a misdemeanor involving his then-girlfriend last year. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Greg Bach and meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Brittany, you ever name any of your vehicles?
I have a Jeep Wrangler right now, and I named it Natural Disaster.
I've been driving Wranglers for forever here.
Right, I'll just see you guys later.
Do you duck anybody?
I've got the duck it bucket in the back.
What
I'm ready to go.
Are you talking about? Where are my Honda Insights at?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is holding on to a 4-point lead over Donald Trump in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette Law School poll. She leads 52% to 48% with both registered and likely voters. The margin of error is 4.4%. In the U.S. Senate race, Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde by 7 points, also with registered and likely voters alike. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking people not to burn leaves and brush this week. Brittany Merlot explains why.
There's an increased chance of fire danger this week due to the dry weather, gusty winds, and dry vegetation, all ahead of a strong cold front. Burning brush and leaf piles is the number one cause of wildfires in Wisconsin. I'm Brittany Merlot.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-3 wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Willie Adames says the Brewers know it's all on the line tonight.
We are on Dante. We're going to come out and give the 100% out there on the field, and, you know, and we got to win or we go home. So the mentality is we got to win no matter what. We got to figure out a way to win and, you know, do our best.
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 44. Tomorrow, sunshine, 71 on Saturday. Summertime returns with sunshine and a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, Joe Zepecki's take on Tuesday's vice presidential debate and our weekly Women Win Wisconsin segment powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to dine and dash, Pete Schwabba.
I actually like to dash, then dine. I take my food, run to the car, get the hell out of Dodge, run like a thief in the night while I'm stuffing my face with hamburgers. Hello, Wisconsin. How are we doing tonight, everybody? Great to have you here with me on Nightlight tonight. A Wednesday edition. Conrad, this is the middle of the week. We are between, for you, I'm trying to rehash the last few days of your life. You went to a game that you really enjoyed. A little frustrating, but it was a fun game to be at.
Yeah.
What do you have to look forward to? We're in the middle of the week.
I'm happy that I'm starting to peel with my sunburn, so it's not going to last that much longer.
Do you tan?
Just to my legs. It's weird. Every other place, I get super burnt.
Oh, wow.
And then return to the original color.
Have you ever been to a nude beach?
Can't say I have, no.
I've been nude on a beach, but it was not a nude beach. It was a problem. I'm like that, too. If I get sunburnt, like if I work at it, I'll get like a bronze, but I don't really tan, and it's not worth it because the first one I'm like burnt to a crisp and it's terrible. And it's weird that you got that like in late September.
Well, it was weird because like I looked at the UV index and you know you go outside and it's a little windy, and then you get into the stadium and just the sun's beating right on you.
Yeah,
and there's no wind whatsoever, so you're just burning.
Do you actually check the sun's rays before you go out?
Sometimes
that's really smart. I don't think I've ever done that.
I was going to the game and I checked it and it was like, I could probably get sunburned with this. And then I forgot the sunscreen. So.
Oh man.
I got to the game and I was like, well, all right, here we are.
But you had like, there's gotta be people around you that had sunscreen.
Yeah. My relatives did. I don't think I didn't ask, I guess, but
do they tan?
You know, honestly, they might. I don't know, actually.
It's weird. I've got like mostly Irish blood and skin, and half my family will tan and the other half don't.
My dad gets sunburnt, my mom doesn't.
That's how my mom is like black Irish. She's got the dark skin.
Yeah.
And my dad has like fluorescent white. But it looks cool because he's got like white hair, and I like that look. But man, yeah, his skin, he's got to put sunblock on. He wears it in the winter even. He doesn't mess around, which is what I probably should be doing too. All right, enough crazy skin talk. Wherever you are, folks, I hope you're getting an evenly balanced tan or you're using sunblock because that's important. And that's what we'd like to do here at Nightlight is give you helpful information to further your day-to-day lives. Great to have you with me tonight. I have a really fun show tonight. Two of my comedy idols are here. Steve and Leo are going to join the show at 6:35. They were a comedy team in Chicago. They left about a year after I started doing stand-up. I had the privilege of working with them right before they moved to L.A. and went on to write films such as The Santa Claus, Space Jam, Kicking and Screaming. They've had a tremendous run writers, and they're really funny guys. They don't do stand-up anymore together, but they were sort of the king of the crop in Chicago when it came to stand-up. They were those comics that other comics love to watch, and they will be here at 6:35. Thrilled to have them on the show. And then at 7:35, our old friend Abby Novak joins us. Right, Conrad? Is Abby's going
to
be here?
Yes, she is, and she's going to be on the stream, too.
She's going to be on the stream, yeah. So we'll get to see Abby, and we'll get to see her enthusiasm for all things Appleton. She is the president of downtown Appleton.
The marketing director, I believe, and yeah.
I call her El Presidente. She's the unmitigated leader. She's fun, and Appleton always has something going on. It's a very vibrant town, and Abby will be here to tell us about what's happening this weekend. Always fun to talk to Abby. And it is, Conrad, I just want to say, before we go any further, you're very well put together today. You got a bounce in your step.
Yeah.
And you have a great attitude.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything you want to say to me on this special day?
I like your shirt.
Oh, God. It's National Compliment Day, ladies and gentlemen. That's where I was going. I gave Conrad a selfless compliment about his overall being, and he likes my shirt. So
it's a nice color.
I think I wore this 2 days. I got to start mixing it up. I got like 19 shirts, and I wear like three of them. But it is National Compliment Day today, which is good. I like positive days of the year. So our question tonight, it's more of a statement. It's not an order. It's a request. Give me a random compliment about someone famous. Give me a random compliment about someone famous. I'll start. Keanu Reeves. I love this guy. Generous, selfless, and just a really good human being by all accounts. He talks to people. He takes time out of his day. And that doesn't make him a hero. It just makes him not a Hollywood elite actor or celebrity, not even Hollywood. Most well-known people oftentimes want nothing to do with the general public. But Keanu Reeves, kind of, he's very different that way. There's been like viral video of him talking on the subway to people. He gives tons of money away. So my random compliment about someone famous, I'll direct it to Keanu Reeves. He's a very generous person. And that's a good compliment. That's high praise. Do you have someone, Conrad, you want to compliment?
Oh, well.
Start us off here.
I got to go back to an old favorite of mine, Kate McKinnon.
Wow.
I love your comedy. It makes me laugh every single time I hear any of your sketches, any of your movies, anything. You're just really funny. And I appreciate that.
Great compliment. You haven't talked about Kate in quite a while.
Yeah, I miss her on SNL. You know, I was watching the SNL 50 and was like, you know, it's just not the same.
Yeah. She played a great Hillary Clinton in 2016. I laughed so hard. I mean, she's just great. She plays all of them. All of her characters are hilarious. She's very talented. She was funny in Barbie. So that's Conrad's comedy crush. And it's a good one. Yeah, those are great compliments. So let us know what your random compliment is and who it's directed to. And you know what? It doesn't even have to be a celebrity. It could be someone in your own life. Let's say something positive about someone tonight. Give a compliment on National Compliment Day to someone that you feel deserves it in your life. And you can do that at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Or you can compliment us on the stream. Or you can message us on the stream. Conrad, where can people watch the radio?
Of course, yeah, we're on WGBW and Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on Facebook, YouTube, we're under Civic Media, or WGBW, and on X or Twitter, or Elon Musk app.
Whatever that is.
The Civic, we're under X. Civic Media and WGBW.
It's also National Name Your Car Day, which this sounds lame on the surface. Like, I feel like people that name their car, it's kind of strange. Then I realize, oh, I've done that with like my last four cars.
Yep.
So we have a big old Land Cruiser. It's about 20 years old. The thing is a champ. It's my favorite all-time car. I bought it used about 15 years ago. And my kids started calling it Frank the Tank. It's a big gas guzzler, but it's great in the snow. The director, David Mamet, used to own it. I thought that was cool. I thought that would rub off on me writing-wise. Didn't really, but it's a great car. So I call that Frank the Tank. And then we had a little hybrid, a silver hybrid that my daughter started calling Sterling, Sterling Silver. And my parents had a car. They had a Ford, it was the little hybrid, C-Max, and they called it Ruby. So it's fun to nickname cars. Do you have a nickname? You got a Ruby car. You got a red car, Conrad.
I actually haven't named that car, but I did have one for my Pontiac Torrent. Oh. I don't know why.
Wow, what do you name? A Pontiac Torrent sounds like it should have a name like Phil.
What's funny is that was the name.
Oh, come on. Seriously?
Yeah.
That is brilliant.
Don't know. I was talking with one of my friends, and we just gave like each other's names, and he said Phil.
That is unbelievable.
And I said Phyllis.
Pay dirt, baby. And that's... How's Phil been running lately? I think Phil needs an oil change.
I think... that's been almost 6 years since I had that car, I think. Somewhere on there.
Okay.
So whoever has it now.
Who's got Phil?
I don't know.
Phil has new parents. It is Sting's birthday today. He's 73. One of the greatest songwriters, in my opinion. I love The Police. I love his solo stuff. 73. Still looks great. Sting once bragged that he could have sex for 12 hours. It's called like tantric sex. And some people, what are your first, what's your takeaway from that, Conrad? If you heard a guy could do that, what's your first thought?
I don't know.
Mine was, why?
I guess.
Who's got 12 hours?
I mean.
I guess if you're rich and successful.
Yeah.
And you're out to prove something.
Why not, right?
Right. I mean, I can only go 7 hours, but whatever.
If you got 12 hours, use them, you know?
You got 12 hours. You know what? I stand corrected. I can't think of a better way to spend 12 hours. So good for Sting. He is 73 right now. He might need some help with that. But a great artist, great songwriter, really good singer, and a pretty good actor, too. He's had a pretty good film career. And we'll hear from Sting a little later. He's not going to be on the show, but we're going to play some Sting music and maybe some Police. We'll get to that a little bit. A little bit later. And I saw this today. I thought this was interesting. The inventor, the guy who invented washing your hands and made it common practice with soap, was called scientifically unsound. It was confined to an insane asylum.
When was that?
Oh, like in the 1800s. I can't think of a better contribution to society.
Yeah.
And they locked him up.
Wow.
That's crazy. Like, even if you didn't like it or if the guy was cocky or arrogant, why would you lock him up?
You just don't need to wash him, I guess, back then.
I guess not. I saw a sign about 3 years ago. I was driving somewhere in 43 and I pulled off the road, got gas, went into the restroom, and the sign said, employees should wash hands before returning to work. I'm like, nope.
Well, I'm leaving.
Must. Yeah. Not should. I get that you want to encourage that behavior, but all right, that's our question tonight, or our request. Give us a random compliment about someone famous or someone in your life. We've opened it up. It's all about positivity tonight, folks. Say something nice about someone who you think deserves it. All right, that's our question. Let us know. Stephen Leo, the famous comedy team, are here at 6:35. The writers of the Santa Claus and Space Jam. That'll be a fun chat. You won't want to miss that. Coming up next, more fun stuff on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it comes as no surprise to me, with another guy, here comes my baby, here she comes now. Walking with the love, with the... You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I had to move. I had to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
I cannot think of better October sound than that. Hey, folks, every Friday night here on Nightlight, moving forward in the month of October, we have a feature called Freaky Friday. As you know, Fridays here at Nightlight are bar band Friday nights with Terry Barr. She brings great music. That's every week at 7:35. In the first hour, we're going to do some ghost and spooky talk every Friday up until Halloween. It's called Freaky Friday, and this Friday will be the first. So tune in for that. That'll be fun. Here's a weird thing. You know, my hometown newspaper, the Marinette Eagle Herald, did an article on Nightlight, and they featured me in the article, and I talked to them. I told them all about the show. I mentioned Conrad. They spelled it with a C.
Nice.
I mean, what can I do? He was recording me. If I had pronounced it more K-ish, he probably would have got that, but
I don't know how you do that, but I appreciate that.
Well, Conrad is with a C is like Conrad. Conrad with a K is like Conrad.
You know, I'm going to use that now. That.
I think you should. But I posted the article, and I said, I'll take some hometown publicity or whatever, something harmless, and Facebook pulled the article. Because they said I was trying to profit off of it.
What?
They're such jerks. It's like, and they're like, do you want to fight this? I'm like, well, I mean, I'm not going to go to court, but yeah, I click the box. It's so stupid. It's like, you know, I'm trying to like, this writer, Dan Kikowski, took time out of his day, interviewed me, wrote a nice article. I post it on Facebook so that I can help promote the show and help promote Dan's work, and Facebook takes it down. What the H? I got problems with that.
No, you got to fight Mark now.
I would. I would get in a ring, and I'll tell you what, I would destroy him.
Don't you dare take down my article.
That's the motivation. That would be my Michael Jordan-type motivation in the back of my head. Take down my Nightlight article, and I would demolish him. You know, maybe we could just do an arm wrestle. I don't know. I don't want to hurt anybody. Drake checks in on the text line and he says, maybe it's the beer talking, Marge, but you got a butt on you that just won't quit. Drake has texted the show before. He always has good, he's got pungent, I'll say, texts. They're always impactful. I like what he says. Pungent's probably not the right word. They don't smell, but they're very meaningful. That's a great one. Thank you, Drake. That's our question tonight. Give us a random compliment of someone. It could be a famous person, someone in your life. Let's spread the wealth here and be generous and say some nice things about people. So that's what we've got. And Stephen Leo will be here at 6:35, a comedy team from Chicago that I looked up to when I started doing stand-up comedy. They went on to write The Santa Claus, Space Jam, Kicking and Screaming, and both, you know, and I don't want to be like one of those people that says, oh, they're good guys in a bad business. I've met a lot of great people throughout my adult life that were comedians, writers, actors, whatever. There's a lot of great people in show business. And there's some jerks too. Diddy. P. Diddy.
Yeah.
You ever go to one of those parties?
Can't say I have.
Yeah, steer clear. but Steve and Leo are great guys. And they may have stopped in at a Sean Combs party at one point, but I'm sure they turned around and walked out the second they saw Funny Business. So they will be here at 6:35. We've got, this is interesting. I saw this today. Todd Michaels sent this out. The first self-made female millionaire in the U.S. was black. Her name was Madam C.J. Walker, and she died in 1919 shortly after becoming a millionaire selling beauty and hair products specifically designed for black women. Like, well, how do you never hear of her?
She definitely had a great business if you're a millionaire with it during that time.
In 1919, yeah. That's insane. And this is the first I've ever heard of her.
Yeah, me too.
All right, so let's do this. We've got a couple things I want to get to before the news. So let's hear. Steve and Leo were great at, they would take these old bits and kind of turn them on their ear. So the Who's on First bit, Abbott and Costello, they kind of did their own take on it. And they would just go with a bit. Even if the audience was staring at them, they would keep going. And that's what made them so brilliant. And this is their version of the bit, Who's on First.
Well, Leo, it's baseball time again.
I know, Steve. I'm a big fan.
Oh, so am I. You know, my favorite team of all time was the 69 Cubs, but I can never remember the names of the players.
Oh, that's easy. Let's see. You had Santo on third, Beckert was on second, Banks on first.
That's what I'm trying to find out, the first baseman's name.
Banks.
The guy playing first.
Banks.
The man on first base.
Banks.
Look, all I'm trying to find out is Banks on second?
Banks is on first.
I'm not asking you if Beckert's on first.
Beckert's on second.
Ron Santo.
Oh, he's on third.
How do we end up on third?
Well, you said the man's name.
If I said the man's name, did I say Banks is on third?
Banks is on first.
I'm not asking you if Beckert's on first.
Beckert's on second.
Ron Santo, third base.
So, it's funny. That's just a straight audio clip. When I was listening to it, I'm like, you know what? There's no audience. But then I'm like, well, maybe there was an audience. They were just staring at them because I've seen them absolutely crush and annihilate a room. And then I've seen people that just like did not get them at all. And in both cases, it's a thing of beauty. You know what tonight reminds me of, Conrad? It's a little cold outside.
Oh, yeah.
Not as many people going next door for gelato. Let's hear it. Fall gelato. Gelato. God, it's weird. I'm not the kind of like to give myself a compliment, but my voice kind of sounds sort of velvety there at the end.
Those were real tears, by the way.
Those were real tears. And do you realize, all right, it's early October. Before we have summer gelato again, we're looking at 8 months.
I think it's supposed to get warm out again pretty soon, I believe.
Pretty soon, really. I wonder what winter gelato is going to be like. That's what I want to... This is going to be nobody over there.
That will be just you crying the whole time.
Just be the dude that works in there doing a Rubik's Cube for 8 months. All right, we'll do that. Steve and Leo are coming up next at 6:35. Abby Novak is here, ladies and gentlemen, at 7:35 to tell us everything we need to know about what's happening in Appleton this coming weekend. So that's it. And get in on our question or our request. Share some love. Give a compliment to someone famous or someone in your life. That's our pay it forward thing tonight. All right. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Former President Trump is calling it election interference. The judge in his January 6 case releasing portions of special counsel Jack Smith's filing that details evidence that Smith asserts is not covered by the Supreme Court ruling that presidents have immunity for official acts. Smith arguing in the filing that or presenting evidence, he says that Trump was acting as a private citizen and not the president of the United States. The death toll from Hurricane Helene to rises again up to 189 now, with power outages in excess of 1 million homes and businesses. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey is moving quickly to immediately implement a sweeping new gun law that, among other things, cracks down on ghost guns, moving to implement this before pro-gun rights activists sue.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to campaign in Ripon Thursday. It's her fifth visit to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee for president in July. Meanwhile, Donald Trump plans to campaign in the area this weekend. An event is scheduled Sunday in Juneau. Wisconsin union leaders say clean energy projects can provide workers with badly needed jobs. Mike Moan reports.
New findings from the Climate Jobs National Resource Center list 82 Wisconsin projects tied to the clean energy transition in the pipeline that could qualify for tax incentives and key labor standards under the Inflation Reduction Act. These labor standards for IRA projects also call for apprenticeships so new hires can learn on the job. I'm Mike Moen.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots of really respected actors have passed away the last several days, including Maggie Smith, Kris Kristofferson, John Ashton, and now John Amos. Amos starred in Roots, the TV miniseries from the late 1970s, and Norman Lear's hit show Good Times. His other credits included Coming to America, Uncut Gems, and Die Hard 2. Amos was 84 years old. It seems no one has told Haley Welch, also known as the Hawk Tua girl, that her 15 minutes of fame are up. First, she was an internet sensation, then she threw out a few first pitches and appeared on popular podcasts and sold some serious merch. But she's not stopping there. Now she has her own podcast on Spotify, and it is the third most popular. The podcast is called Talk Tua. Those who tune in to Talk Tua can expect to hear Haley chatting with celebrities, exuding Southern hospitality, and giving relationship advice. I thought Hawk Tua was relationship advice. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 44. Tomorrow, sunshine, 71 on Saturday. Summertime returns with sunshine and a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate.
Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram joins me in studio. The fallout from the Jack Smith filing continues, plus Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. Oh, man. It is, I got to tell you, Conrad, for a Wednesday night, your voice sounds great tonight.
Thank you. And you know, for a Wednesday night, I like your shirt.
You just said you can't even.
Oh, that's
you
right.
You just used that compliment that's right. That's 10 right. minutes ago. You can't think of another one?
God. I like how your hair looks tonight.
Too
how about
late.
That?
Now you ruined it.
Oh, okay.
All right. Welcome back to Nightlight. Abby Novak will be here at 7:35. She's going to fill us in on everything happening in Appleton. You're going to want to know about it. It's Sip, Shop, and Crochet. No. Needlepoint.
Stroll.
Stroll. Ship, Shop, and Stroll. That's a lot of activity.
Ship?
For one day. Yeah. A lot of Merchant Marines in Appleton. All right. I'm very excited, ladies and gentlemen. My next guest... this is the first time on Nightlight. They are the writers of the film Santa Claus, Space Jam, Kicking and Screaming, and I think they wrote Birth of a Nation. I'll have to double check that. And they are a dynamic comedy duo, Steve Rednick and Leo Benvenuti, or Steve and Leo, join me now on Nightlight. Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
How you doing?
Oh, my God, Steve, look at your hair. That looks awesome.
What the?
I love it.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I
didn't mean to leave all my hair.
I should have warned you. I'm sorry. That's my bad.
No, it's not that. It's not a warning situation. It looks fantastic. And
look what I'm wearing here, boys. Come on.
You should have warned me about socks. That. Are you a Sox fan or a Cub fan, Steve?
Oh, I'm a Sox fan. Always Sox was, fan. Always will be. And say what you that. Will, we are the best of the worst, my friend.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You, in the modern era, think of a worse team.
Can't think of it.
I'll wait. Go ahead.
Conrad, let's go to the Google. Find a worse team than the White Sox stat, if you can.
I don't think so. You're going to have a hard time finding
it. Could have been one of the Oakland A's.
Not in the modern, not before 1900. You can't go before 1900. Okay. From 1900 on, the modern era.
You're going to put a qualifier on it. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
How are you guys?
We're doing fine. Good. How about you?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy to have both of you on the show at the same time. Yes. Leo has been on the show several times and always asked me not to have Steve on when he's on, but it's nice that you guys obviously figured things out. Look.
Pete, I told you, he's very sensitive.
Come on. You can't teach that to the kids, an actual walk-off virtually.
Okay.
Where you stand up and walk off the stage.
And it's National Compliment Day, and I was just kidding around, obviously, but it's great to have you guys here. For the listeners, I just want to say these guys are total comics. Like, when I was starting out, they were already established. They were the guys that all the other comics used to love to go to the club when Steve and Leo were playing there and watch them do comedy. And I think you remember this because I've brought it up over the years, but I worked at the Funny Bone in Schaumburg with you guys right before you moved to LA.
Yeah.
And I was like on cloud nine. I was so worried about like looking not cool, but being funny and all that. And you guys would come up every night on stage and I would introduce you and both of you would say, thanks so much. Is it Pete? It's Pete, right? Is it Pete? And I'm like, the first night, I'm like, okay, they don't really know me. But by like Saturday night, I'm like, oh my God, it's Pete. Yes.
No, we just thought it was funny. That's all.
It was hilarious.
I think I have to, for those of you listening who don't know the lingo, when he says a comic's comic, it means the audiences didn't get us a lot.
Most of our laughter came from the back of the room where the comics were.
We played to the back of the room and that's loved it.
I beg to differ. We love that. I've seen you guys crush, and I've seen you audiences just kind of stare at you like, "Where's Carrot Top?"
Yeah. Leo will tell you sometimes staring at us in disbelief.
Yeah, we would always we'd have a line in there. It's like, you know, I know you didn't think that's funny, but that's just for us. We'll come around to you eventually. Don't worry.
We'll do two or three for you, one for us, two or three for you, one for us.
And you guys had reached a point in Chicago where that week, the club manager at the time was Nancy Knape, and she comes up to you guys and she goes, "And you guys want to do?" It was like a Wednesday night, and she goes, "And you guys do 45 to close?" And Steve goes, "Get real." She goes, "Okay, 40." I'm like, who would just cave like that? Other than to like, I couldn't get away with that, you know, opening the show.
That was a great room. We had three improv nights and a new talent night. We combined them. Three different nights in Chicago, three different clubs. The Schaumburg Funny Bone, Who's on First?
Who's on First?
And,
yeah.
What was the other one? The Roxy. That was a cool club.
The Roxy, yeah.
That was a great club. And yeah, we got to meet so many new talents coming up, and also then some great future improvisers, you know, Second City, and went on to big times. Bob Odenkirk.
New talents. Leo, you say new talents. They're in their 60s now.
Yeah. That's right. <It's,
yeah. laughs> Oh, these kids. It's where these we met, you know, Tim Kavanaugh, the youngsters out there, the Emo Phillips, the kids out there with their comedy and their
funny. It was a great, great adventure just to meet a lot of these people. A lot of them funnier. You wouldn't believe how funny they were. And they just sort of like moved on and, you know, went into advertising or just dropped it. That's all. But it was just a very, it was a way to make a living back then. Nowadays, I don't know how the people are doing. Steve's walking off again. What did you say, Pete? No, what did you say?
I just,
Steve, your hair got longer just when you got up. Wait a minute.
Okay, no, my, I got the product? Alert. My,
it's
my,
called
my,
Hims. Have you seen this product?
Okay, I'm good now.
Steve, have you been using Hims? Have you seen that commercial?
What are Hims?
I have no idea. They put it on their head and it says it's for ED, it's for hair growth, it's for
I use a lot of ED on my hair growth. That's what I use. A lot of people,
you're not using it right, Steve.
I don't know if I could say this, but I actually haven't had a hard on in years, but I didn't want them to go to waste. So I crush them up. I use them in my hair. So try that, guys.
If your hair sticks straight up for more than 4 hours, though, you should call your physician.
Call a doctor.
It's just a precaution.
You call your barber.
What I loved when you guys, and I remember this the first time. I don't know if you guys remember this. Schomburg had that thing. It said the sign was right behind the stage. It said Funny Bone. And then there was like a drop. And then you could go stand under there. So it was only the back of your legs visible from like the knees down. And Leo went and stood back there. And Steve says, Leo is going to vote. We just see the back of Leo's legs. Well, it's just like the most inane thing, but it was like one thing after another. It was so great. Do you guys miss performing? Are you fine with letting it be in the past?
I'm kind of fine. It was fun. It was a blast. I don't know about. I couldn't see doing it today. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
We just talked about our act, and we used to be pretty clean, you know, in comedy club standards. But we're looking at our act that we can't do that. That's crossing the line.
Yeah, I can't do that. That'll cancel us in 2 seconds.
Right. I don't know if we can do what we were doing back then. But and it wasn't. We were considered pretty clean.
Absolutely. Did you guys ever work Wisconsin?
Yeah, boy, sure.
Where did you work here? Yeah, Milwaukee was a great.
Milwaukee. We did Madison a few times up there.
You know, it was a great little
club. Green Lake, Wisconsin. Beautiful
also,
Green Lake.
We used to love working there because the club, it was just a guy who had a scrap metal place, but he loved comedy and he opened up a little comedy club. But he also said, you've got to come up here to golf.
And the guy on Green Lake. Yeah, we would go up Green Lake, Wisconsin. Beautiful golfing up there.
It was like carved out of a forest preserve.
Lasonia.
Is that what it's called?
That's Lasonia. I just remember it.
Really?
Isn't that amazing? And it was a beautiful, you know, it was cut out of a forest. So a lot of times, you know, Steve and I weren't the greatest golfers, but you'd hit a shot and it's shanking off. And all of a sudden you'd hear it hit a tree and then it would jump back onto the fairway. And we're like, that happened so much.
So he owned the club and he wanted you to play golf with him?
It was like a summer vacation for us. Like it was like being on a cruise ship, but you're in Wisconsin, so we could go golfing, we could go walking. You know, it was fun. It was a great little gig.
We also did a bunch of colleges for a while there. You know, they would book us at colleges, so we did almost all of Illinois, Indiana, and a lot of ones in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
and did you ever work Yoder's Room in Traverse City? There's a guy, Jack, and his wife owned it, and they were about 80 years old. He had the worst hairpiece ever and really thick glasses. And it was one night in particular, and it was a Yoder gig, so they gave you a grade. When you were done with the week, they would give you a grade. So
that's nice.
I was working there with Pardo. I was the middle act, and the woman comes up to me, and she's socially very weird, and she comes up to me, and she goes, "We need cream." I go, what? She goes, we need cream. We're out of cream. I'm like, okay. She goes, will you go buy cream? So Jimmy's on stage. I'm done. I run and I get cream. I bring it back. I'm like, this is the weirdest thing ever. So I get my grade back from Yoder like on Thursday. They gave me a C. I'm like, I went and got cream. Awful.
Oh, well, that just tells you, Pete, that you probably would have gotten a D if you hadn't
if
gone,
I hadn't gotten the cream.
Yeah, right.
Right. And people's drinks would have sucked.
Well, there have been so many of those hell gigs, we used to call them. Plus, Steve and I were a comedy theme. So even though we were headliners, you know, we got the pay of a middle. So in order to save money, we drove everywhere, which, you know, what do? I ran out of talking to Steve. You know, I ran out of things to talk to Steve about the first 10 minutes we met. So we were in a car for 10 hours. And what do? We just wrote bits. That's so great.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. My guests are Steve Rudnick and Leo Benvenuti, Steve and Leo, as they were known in stand-up comedy. Great comedy team, writers of The Santa Claus, Space Jam, Kicking and Screaming, very prolific writers. How did you guys start doing, when you got together as a duo, as a stand-up duo, how did that happen?
Steve is a little older than me, so he used to babysit me.
No, that's not even true. Come on.
Go back to your room and write some more.
Cut your hair, hippie. That's what everyone's thinking right now.
Yeah. You can put it in my ponytail if you want.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
Steve, like, did that start during COVID and then you just let it go?
You know what? It was long and then COVID hit. And then after a year of no, and it got down to kind of this length, I said, well, I'm 72 years old. Let's see how long you can go. You know,
all right.
That's awesome.
Nothing wrong with that. That's great.
That was the first time I ever had a mustache. Just a mustache without a beard was COVID.
Yeah.
My son and I both grew one. And then somehow every time someone needs like a promotional picture or something, that's the one they find. I'm like, I look like Randolph Mantooth or something with the mustache, you know. I don't even know if he had a mustache, but yeah. How did you guys get together? So Steve's older than you.
Here's the short condensed version. Okay. Is we started a big improv group. I don't know if you even remember Exit Laughing. There was like five of us. We were an improv group.
But we met at a Players Workshop at Second City.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was a Players Workshop. It was associated with Second City, but it really wasn't independent. Okay.
But and then, long story short, they weren't good. We were better. Okay, so I get it.
Jeez, Steve.
What do you think the three of them are listening to? What is WGBW? What's the word that comes out of that?
Green Bay.
Wooga booga. Yeah, it's Green Bay.
The big Green Bay. What?
That's where we broadcast on, though. But we're on statewide. So if those three people live in southern Wisconsin or the burbs, they might get us.
But Leo, honestly, they would have had to known that the two of us were better than them.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know. Well, here's the thing. I think they were getting angry because Steve and I were the only ones who were writing things.
Yeah.
We'd come in with material and then it just seemed all of a sudden one was married, the other one wasn't, the other one wanted to. I don't know what happened. But we're the only ones.
It's actually a good story because I get a call one Saturday afternoon from the Mill Run Theater.
Oh, yeah.
Glenview. And they say, hey, do you know how we could get in touch with John Lebowski, who was the other guy in our group? Because he used to do stand up by himself and he would open for some of the bigger acts over at Mill Run and they couldn't find him. And he said, do you know where he is? And I said, well, I happen to know he's at a wedding tonight. That's why we're not working this weekend. And they said, oh, geez, because we have Barbara Mandrell's performing and we need an opening act. Do you do stand-up? And I never did stand-up. I said, of course I do. Yes, I do stand-up. Can you do 20 minutes? I said, yeah, I could easily do 20
Very bold
minutes.
And courageous of you, by the way.
And I'm thinking, I don't know. You know, so they hang up and I book the gig. And then I call Leo immediately. I said, Leo, what are you doing? She said, Joy and I are going out to dinner. I said, well, let's go and open up for Barbara Mandrell.
And that was our first time officially together.
So the first thing we do, we go in and we meet Barbara Mandrell's manager, which is
Steve,
her father.
Hold on. Yeah. Let me stop you right there. We got to do something or we're going to get cut off. We'll do a quick break and we'll pick it up with Barbara Mandrell. Steve and Leo are here, ladies and gentlemen. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today's tip is skip the extended warranties. Now, I've fallen for this one myself, but after a lot of research, I've figured out that there's a reason the Best Buys and the Apples of the world are so hot to sell these warranties. And it's not because they're going to save you money. These things, whether they're called an extended warranty or a service contract or a protection plan, they are often loaded up with fees and rules, and you will rarely actually need to use them. What I do instead, I have my own warranty fund. Every time I'm tempted by an extended warranty, I put the money I would spend on that into a savings account. I mean, you'd be surprised how fast all that adds up. And now I have money I can use to fix or replace any of my stuff if it does break, with no hidden fees or rules. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches, it's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first, the Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why, because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Daniel from Menasha says, text here for Stephen Leo, love their writing on Kicking and Screaming. I call people right. Juice Box. At least once a week.
That's hysterical.
I love that. That's great. Right.
And then Steady Eddie, one of our regulars here, who is moved on. He does not call himself Steadfast Edward anymore. Steady Eddie says, Pete, before Mr. Cub, Ernie Banks was on first. He played shortstop. Banks was replaced at short in 1961 by Hall of Famer. I don't give a darn. Steady Eddie giving it to the guys. All right. And Steve, by the way, Conrad did some research. He's great with the Google. And he says that the White Sox, Chicago White Sox make unwanted history by recording the most losses in a single modern MLB season.
Yeah. I'm saying you're the best of the worst, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I will never question you again.
Why would I be bragging about how bad we are if I didn't mean it?
I know. Even in our losses, we're happy.
I got to tell you, this is, we'll get back to Byron Vandrell, but I was at the, I was at the Wednesday night Sox game with Tim Cavanaugh and his wife.
Yeah, and I went. I saw that on Facebook. Yeah.
And we were there Wednesday night, and it was a pretty full crowd. And we all, and it was because they had 120 losses, and if they lost, then they would break the record. So I think a lot of people came to see the Sox break the record. And at one point there was a play, and the people didn't like it, and some guy started, "Hey, sell the team." And the whole stadium picks up on it. Sell the team.
Oh,
it was
just
kind of sad. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's terrible.
But
and they want a new stadium. They want.
I know.
Rice for what?
If I knew him, I would say, look, a new stadium's a great idea, but how about, I don't know, a shortstop? Maybe just get a shortstop first and then build a bigger stadium.
Someone who can hit the ball to the outfield would be a good start.
Yeah.
But it was fun. It was funny because by winning the game, the Sox once again disappointed all their fans because we didn't get to see the record. So, but that was a funny
Barbara Mandrell story. So,
yeah.
Did Erica come, Steve? Because I know
Erica and Joy came. Yeah.
They both came. We were let through the back, you know, entrance, the artist entrance. It was cool. We're backstage. You know, we just see Barbara Mandrell, but her manager was her father. Who was this tall guy who spoke through clenched teeth? And he said, "So are you boys?" Yeah, Southern guy. Now listen, you boys, you know, you didn't clean stuff. Just pretend like you're you know, in front of a church and, you know, on Sunday morning, just keep it clean. And Steve says,
What did I forget?
I'm Jewish. And his reaction was like this. And I thought, Steve, why'd you open your mouth?
I just want to set it up an alibi that if I said something that was inappropriate at church on Sunday, it was because I'm Jewish and I never was on church on Sunday.
That's so funny.
Plausible dinner. But the upshot is we went up there. First of all, on the ride there, we're sitting there. Okay, what can we do? We could do this bit. That's just you and me. And that one bit, that's you and Linda. Why don't you do Linda's part and make it? And we're kind of like thinking 20 minutes. How can we fill up 20 minutes?
20 minutes. It was a revolving stage, which was sort of interesting for us.
Right.
And we offered rides, and people came on the stage, and they ran around with us. And we had a blast. And then at that point, I think we decided, you know, we don't have to split the thing 5-6 ways.
Yeah, five ways. You know, 2 ways is much better than a 5-way split.
Yeah. That was your first gig, basically?
That was the first thing.
Yeah, wow, yeah. That's a great first gig story.
I think they said, what's the name of the act? And it's Stephen Leo. It wasn't show back then. It was. for the record, name-wise, we were the comedy team of Stephen Leo, but the guys who wrote the movies were Benvenuti Rudnick.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
that differentiates, yes.
Yeah, because Stephen Leo would have been a little more vague, too.
Stephen Leo, just a bunch of hat comics writing movies. That's not impressive. But if you could get us a Benvenuti Rudnick, whoa, now you're young.
Murmur.
We got a lot of work because on the road, we worked with comics, Tim Allen, Dennis Miller, Tom Arnold, Roseanne. We worked with them. And when they made it, they're like, well, Stephen Leo, they can write. You know, they seem to write. So we got a lot of gigs based on working with them on the road.
Wow, really?
Drew Carey, all these people, yeah. Jim Carrey.
No
all
kidding.
The Carreys. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I would think you guys would be hard to follow because those guys weren't probably huge stars at the time, or maybe they were.
They were up. They were all good. They were
okay.
Yeah.
All right. You guys were like, I called you like the top of the Chicago comedy food chain when I started. Who were the Stephen Leos when you guys started? Who did you guys look up to?
Chicago?
Yeah. Or just in general.
Oh. Well, Chicago, Emo Phillips was always good from day one.
Yeah.
There are a lot of them. Effiala, Paul Kelly. There's so many really good ones.
Yeah.
God, those guys were before you guys. Wow.
They were before, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we're so old. It's hard to, it's hard for me to go back. You know, who the hell's older than me? God damn it.
Have you heard of Henny Youngman, Pete?
So what's his name? I'm blanking on his name. The oldest hippie in America.
Jimmy Wiggins.
Jimmy Wiggins.
All of them were just, I was very young. I think I always thought I was the youngest one at 17 when I started.
Holy smokes.
There was, Joey Gutierrez was younger. He was like 15 or 16. No wonder we hung out and liked each other, because it's like we related to the same cartoons.
That's awesome.
His mom used to have to come.
Yeah, used to drive him to comedy club.
They served liquor.
Don't you love that? Yeah. I think that's a great. She had to order his drinks for him. Because
he was a minor, he couldn't be in there without adult supervision. So
that's a great mom. Stephen Leo are here, Benvenuti Rudnick, if you will. They're going to stick around through the news, the award-winning Civic Media News here. And when we come back, I want to ask you guys about. The next chapter, moving to L.A., that'll be fun. Get you guys talking about that and all the awesome stuff you did out there. So we'll be right back with more Nightlight with Stephen Leo on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinair on Air.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, all about election security, what happens to ballots after you cast your vote. Hour number 2, Alexander Vindman should be fascinating. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM WLCX, and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.